Hey, good morning. You sleep okay? Of course, I stayed with you. Aww. Did you think I was going to leave you in the hospital alone? No, I'm on good terms with the doctor. It means that when he tried to send me home, I started bawling my eyes out and said that it would be worse for both you and me if he did that. I know you really don't like hospitals, and leaving you alone here would just be cruel. And if I'm honest, I find it near impossible to fall asleep without you anyway. You do. You do. You got me bad. Seriously, how are you feeling? You were in so much pain last night. Sorry. It's still early, baby. They can't give you any more for a few hours. I'm sorry. Said your back or your neck? From the whiplash. I mean, I swear, if they ever find the person who did this to you, I can't even honestly imagine what goes through your head. Like, what makes you run from the scene of an accident, especially one that's as serious as this? I mean, they didn't know what happened to you. I did talk to them. Yeah, they were at the hospital. And they're, of course, they want to interview you, but if they wait until you start feeling a bit better, they asked what I knew, which isn't much. There's only one witness, and she gave a general description of the car, but you know, it was really dark, and she didn't get a license plate number or anything like that. She didn't even know if it was. She has no information whatsoever about the driver. No, she couldn't even tell that. And I don't blame her because, you know, it must have happened in like 2.0 seconds. They said she might remember a little bit more in time. Sometimes the shock just makes you press back memories. But they are going to check nearby stores and such, you know, just in case they have security camera footage. Yeah, just in case they have it outside too. And hopefully they can get a license plate that way. figure out what asshole who actually did this and make sure they get locked up for a very, very long time, preferably forever. There is no excuse for doing that. There really isn't. They should have stayed. They should have called an ambulance for you. There are so many things that they should have done. I doubt they will, to be honest, but I don't know them. Maybe they will come clean on their own, you know, turn themselves in, but I think statistically that's pretty rare, right? But you need to focus on getting better. I'm not thinking too much about that. I know it's really, really hard not to, but I can tell how anxious it's making you. So, what can I do? Okay. What can I do to make you feel a little bit better right now? Do you want something from the cafeteria, maybe? I charge your phone too if you want to, you know, play games or something, or we could watch some YouTube videos or a movie or something. I brought a book too. Or maybe you just want to sleep. The cafeteria has gross food. Oh. Do you want me to sneak in some pizza for you? I totally would. Oh, yeah, of course. Of course. If you're feeling tired still, you should definitely take a nap. And it's still early. Might help a bit with the pain too. You know? I'm not sure if that's a good idea, baby. No, I don't want to accidentally pull out one of those cords. Okay, for a little bit. Okay? I'll join you in bed for a little bit. We're gonna have to be super, super careful, okay? Yeah. Let me go. You wanna rest your head on me? Careful, though. Slow movement. Are you comfortable like this? Sure? You tell me otherwise, right? Okay. Good. Squeeze my hand if you want. One of those rushes of pain comes. You know, like you let me do to you whenever I have bad cramps. Although this, I bet, is like 100 times worse. I wish I could take away all that pain. I smell like me. Hmm. I do hope that's a good thing. If not, we are at hospital. Maybe the doctor can fix it. Can't they, like, do injections and such to have you swallow less now? I actually think they do. Yeah, I don't have to ask the doctor. Good thing. I'm not the biggest fan of needles. You could be. Try to get some sleep now, okay? I'm not going anywhere. No. Not without you. Must have been super scary. I'm so sorry, babe. So, he felt like he couldn't move. Gonna find who did this, okay? You're gonna get better. It's just gonna take some time, you know? Gonna take some time for your body to heal and for your mind to just process everything that happened. What's weird, baby? Maybe it's just shock, you know? So before it takes time, I think that sometimes when you go through something really traumatic, things just kind of shut down. It's like, when you're in too much pain, physically, you can pass out, right? It's your body's way of protecting you. I think the same thing can happen to our mind sometimes too. We just need to shut everything off for a little bit. Have some quiet. And then sometimes it can't just be turned back on slowly and steadily. It just cranks up the volume from very little to full. And of course, it's overwhelming. I wish I could take that. Make it all go away. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. Dun 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 dun. Bit better, baby. Good. No, I told you. I'm not going anywhere at all. I'm staying right here with you. It's safe to sleep. It is, baby. It is. I'm right here.